As a reminder to the brothers, the front of the masjid holds more benefit than the back walls. Should come closer, make some movement for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه الهماة للدين القويم أما بعد عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله نبي الكريم الحمد لله. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made us from amongst the mu'mineen, those who believe in the unseen, those who believe in Allah and His attributes, those who believe in the hereafter, and we work towards it. Today I would like to speak about one hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says, طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة. The seeking of a halal earning, the seeking of a halal income, is compulsory after the obligatory acts of worship in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that to seek a halal earning, to have a job in which we can support ourselves and our families, is compulsory. My dear respected listeners, this hadith explains to us and reminds us and tells us that Islam is a complete way of life. Islam tells us, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, that to seek a halal earning is compulsory after our acts of ibadat, like our salat and our fasting and our hajj and all of our compulsory acts of ibadat. My dear respected listeners, this hadith tells us that it is not something that is recommended for us to do. It is not something that is commendable for us to do. It is not a nafil act of worship for us to seek a halal earning. It is compulsory, my dear respected listeners. Compulsory means that it must be done. And if we do not do it, it means that we are committing a sin. My dear respected listeners, the hadith also tells us and indicates to us that there are non-halal forms of getting an income. In the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the companions used to seek a halal earning. The Prophets alayhi wasallam, all of them sought halal earning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was sometime a shepherd, sometime a farmer, and sometimes a businessman. If we study the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will see that in his lifetime, he traveled to Syria more than once for the purpose of business. In his lifetime, he was a laborer. In his lifetime, he was also a shepherd. My dear respected listeners, these are all noble forms of seeking a halal earning. Other prophets, alayhi wasallam, were carpenters, and so on and so forth. My dear respected listeners, the objective and purpose is that we understand that to seek a halal earning is compulsory. Because, my dear respected listeners, there are those who are amongst us who do not seek a halal earning. They do not see it necessary. They instead become bandits, robbers, and kidnappers. And these are haram acts of seeking an earning. But they are acts by which a person can get an earning, but they are haram earnings. How can we expect to feed ourselves with haram earnings like interest, gambling, bribery, and expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our du'as or accept our salat and our fasting and our zakat and our hajj, my dear respected listeners? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indicating to us in this hadith that there are haram acts of worship, haram acts of seeking a earning that sometimes we also do not see. Because, my dear respected listeners, we obviously see and understand and know that to be a kidnapper is haram. To earn a livelihood by being a kidnapper is haram. But there are ways which our halal income sometimes mixes with haram income and we do not see it. Because, my dear respected listeners, unfortunately, we sometimes don't consider those things to be haram. I will give a simple example. A person is paid by hourly rate. And during the daytime, he's in Trinidad we have the term, he's skylarking during his hourly rate. He wastes hours on end for which his boss is paying him to do a job and he is not doing the job. Another example, sometimes we lie to get discounts. And this is quite normal. We will go to a place which they tell us that if the child is below 12 years old, we will charge half price. So we say, yeah, he's below 12 years old, but he's really 14. My dear respected listeners, this discount that we have earned by means of lying, according to Maulana Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, this is a haram earning. We did not earn anything, did we? No. So we do not consider it a haram earning? It is. My dear respected listeners, we have earned whatever discount we have gotten. And that money which we were supposed to pay, that we did not pay, is still in our pockets and we might buy something to eat with it. That is a haram earning which we have just consumed. My dear respected listeners, even in today, there are people who interfere with their TN tech meters. Slow it down, whatever it is they have to do. Well, I understand maybe now you can't do that. But whatever it is, we know what we are talking about. Again, this is a haram income that is being mixed with our halal income. What do we do about this? Are we going to tell ourselves, well, we're robbing an unbeliever, so it really don't matter? Because that is what the kidnappers say. They're robbing an unbeliever, so that doesn't matter. Until they make a mistake and kidnap a Muslim. About this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a supplication whenever he completed his wudu. He used to say, Allahumma ghfir li dhambi. O Allah, forgive me my sins. Wa wasi' li fi dari. And make my home and my house a spacious place for me. Wa barik li fi rizqi. Every day when he makes his wudu, he used to say, Wa barik li fi rizqi. And O Allah, bless me in my sustenance. Bless me in my livelihood. Make it a blessing for me, O Allah. Do not make it a harm for me. Do not make it something that will bring me down in your sight, O Allah. Make it something that will increase me. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Are we practicing upon this? Do we make wudu? Yes, we do. Do we recite this dua? Sometimes, maybe, maybe not. But my dear respected listeners, do we want our livelihood to be a blessing for us? Definitely we do. This hadith also tells us that the aim of life is not to seek a halal earning. And this is something that we must be reminded of, my dear respected listeners. This is something that we forget sometimes. We forget that we have been sent here, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created men and jinn except that they worship. That is what we have been sent here for. We have been sent here to gain and seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we forget. We forget and we think to ourselves that we have been sent here to seek a halal earning. No, my dear respected listeners. The hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we are talking about today, tells us that to seek a halal earning is compulsory after the other compulsory things. So my dear respected listeners, in today's society, we sometimes make the choice to miss our Zuhr Salat because we are at work. When in fact the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that we must seek a halal earning after we have completed our compulsory acts of worship. We sometimes delay our Dhuhr Salat into the Asr time for the same reason. We sometimes tell ourselves that we cannot fast because we have to earn a halal earning. We have to get halal money to feed our families and our children and our wives. No, my dear respected listeners. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us in this hadith, if there is a choice to be made, then the choice is to do our compulsory acts of worship first. They must take precedence over everything else, even earning a halal earning, my dear respected listeners. Now, do not misunderstand. Islam does not tell us that to forget about earning money. No. Islam is a complete way of life. In fact, Islam tells us that it is compulsory to earn a halal earning. But we must prioritize. We must prioritize. And the priority is obedience to Allah above everything else. We cannot disobey Allah in the obedience of Allah. That is disobedience, no matter how we look at it. My dear respected listeners, when there is a choice to be made, we must make a choice bearing in mind that we are to be obedient to Allah in whatever choice we make. Whichever direction we take, it must be in the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected listeners, another supplication of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to make. He used to say, Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina. O Allah, do not make the world the greatest of our sorrows. Wala mablagha ilmina. And do not make the world the most important objective in our knowledge. Wala ghayata raghbatina. And do not make the world the extreme of our desires. Again, O Allah, do not let the world become the greatest of our sorrow. For while we are thinking about this sorrow, we do not think about Allah. We do not think about Allah, we do not think about the hereafter, we do not think about the paradise, we only thinking about the world. We only thinking about where we will get our next meal from, where we will get our next clothes from, where we will get our next car or our next house from. My dear respected listeners, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, O Allah, do not let the world become the greatest of our sorrow. And he says, Wala mablagha ilmina. And do not let the world become the objective of our knowledge. Because we will only seek knowledge about the world, about how to earn, how not to lose. And we will not seek knowledge about Allah. And we will not seek knowledge about how to please Allah. And about how to gain his paradise. And about how to follow his messenger, his beloved, his Habib, his Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the last part, وَلَا غَايَةَ رَغْبَتِنَا. And do not make the world the extreme of our desires. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us here. He is reminding us, do not allow the world to become that part of us that we desire all of the time. Because then we will not desire the hereafter. We will not desire to die and enter the grave so that we will be able to enter paradise. Instead, we will desire the world. And we will fall amongst those whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he will not be satisfied until his mouth is full with dirt. My dear respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. Three things we have learned from this hadith today. First, is that to seek a halal earning is compulsory. Second, is that to seek a halal earning is not our object in life. And third, there are haram earnings that we must stay away from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his mercy and favor, help us to understand this fact. May he make it so that we are able to apply this hadith in our lives, and may he make it so that we will apply it for all time. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.